Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are here in Erevin on number 22, Daf Chaf Bet, talking about Ravin coming from a different land saying something in the name of Rav Yochanan. When Ravin came, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan. The article notes point out the word Asa, come, in this context usually means that someone came from the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael and in Israel to the Babylonian yeshivas. Upon Ravin's arrival in Babylonian Bavel, he repeated Rav Yochanan's ruling. Of course, it's always important to repeat something in the name of someone else. We know Pirkei Avos explains, if you say something in someone's name, in the name and the honor of someone who taught you something, you bring geula to the world. Just like Esther said in the name of Mordechai, that's the source text in the Pirkei Avos Mishnah. If you hear something, you learn something in someone else's name, it comes from something else, give them credit. Always say it in their name. It brings geula to the world. Just like we know by Mordechai, when Esther said it, and when it was said in the name of Mordechai, the whole geula process started in the Purim story. So too in our own lives, we should definitely do that. The Gemara does it all the time, mentioning things in the name of where they heard it from someone else. But I digress. When Ravin came, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan, and some say the Rabbi Abahu said it is in the name of Rav Yochanan, for the ascents going up and the descents going down of the land of Israel, a lot of areas are very hilly going up and down, one is not liable for carrying in a Rishus Harabim, because these are not like the flags of the desert encampment of the Jews, where the ground was leveled. Therefore, these mountainous roads are not considered to be a Rishus HaRabim. The notes point out that each tribe, each Shevet, had its own flag, which was displayed prominently at the head of that tribe's encampment. You could look at Bamidbar, Bet to see that. Since the laws of Rishus HaRabim are derived from the layout of the streets around the Mishkan in the desert encampment, a public domain must share the essential features of the flags of the desert to qualify as a Rishus HaRabim. Rashi and Gemara Shabbos talks about this also. Accordingly, a street with an incline steep enough to make walking up it uncomfortable is not considered a Rishus HaRabim. Rashi pointing this out in Ma'alos Moridos, because it deviates from the streets in the desert encampment. Although the desert also contained rugged mountainous areas, the Anane HaKavod, the clouds of glory, which miraculously protected the camp, flattened the area over which they traveled. Rashi points out, the Ramaschal She'ena Kedegale Midbar. According to this, Rav Yochanan's ruling would apply even outside of Eretz Yisrael, wherever such steep roads were found. He mentions Eretz Yisrael only because such roads are common there. See Chadush Aran. He does not, however, attribute this directly to Rashi. The Gemara in its conclusion will offer a different explanation of Rav Yochanan's ruling. But the key thing to focus on that I'd like to highlight is the idea of the ascents and the descents of the land of Israel, specifically the mountainous region, the mountainous areas, the mountainous roads going up and down, how there are roads that have hills and there are valleys, and there are so many interesting features to the topography and the geography to the land of Israel itself, of course, to the world in general. There's mountainous roads and circuitous roads and roads that go up and roads that go down. But the idea being, in our own life, in our own surroundings, there are many aspects of our life that go up and down. There are many parts of our life that ascend and descend. Sometimes we could feel like we're going up, sometimes we could feel like we're going down. But remember, in our life, there is no such thing as stagnation. There's no such thing as standing still. We're either doing good and going up, or we're even going down. But we have to remember that life itself and the features of our life itself, our surroundings ourselves, have ascensions and descensions. They have periods when we're going up, things are going great, and there are periods that are going down, things are going very bad. In terms of our own life, circumstances that Hashem gives to us, God forbid, lo lini, we should know from loss or anything of the like. Someone can lose money or lose a job, lose a house, lose an apartment, lose a family member. Not in the same category, of course, but in general, there could be such loss. But there also in life could be great things. Getting a job, finding a spouse, having children, going and growing and doing great things. And even in the idea of life itself, not just that, but there could be times where we stumble and fall. We fall prey to an avera or whatever we struggle with in our own lives. And there could be times where we're free falling and we have so many good days, so many good weeks where we don't fall. But the life is involved. Hashem gives it to us in many aspects, physically and spiritually, where we have ascensions and descensions. And the purpose of life is to get up and go. Whether we're ascending or descending, we still have to get up and go. That pasuk I talk about all the time, Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam, even if you're knocked down, you get up. So just as the Gemara talks about ascensions and descensions in the land of Israel and in the world at large, where it could be hilly going up or going down, whether we're thrown things and we feel like we're going down, or whether we're going things and we're going up, life is not about stagnation. You should always try to go up, even though a lot of times we will be going down, but go with it and stagger through life as much as you can. We have to fight through life, use the Torah, use the chesed mitzvahs in our lives to do as much as we can and deal with the dissensions and ascensions as much as we can day by day. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 23 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.